Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold. We have two parts today's All You Ever Wanted to Know. A bit later on, Scott Fitzsimmons will be chatting with local author Guy Schalls alongside, well, the subject of his latest book, and that happens to be someone who a lot of people in Saskatchewan are familiar with, and that is former Rough Riders coach Richie Hall, who's now with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Again, local author Guy Schalls has written a book alongside Richie, alongside his story of faith and how it intertwines with football. First of all, though, joining us in studio, we're talking with Parkland Right to Life. President Ted Denischuk is here with us today. Also, a publicist Jody Rosluck and also Pastor Steve Rosluck from First Baptist Church from here in Yorkton. They also have ties to the Saskatchewan Pro-Life Association as well. Great to have everyone here in the Rock Studio. Ted, good to see you once again.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem. And Pastor Steve, Jody, yes, thanks also being here.
Good to be here.
Yes. Thank you.
It's great to have everyone here. Now, Parkland Right to Life, let's just cover the basics, first of all, of what that organization is. Jody, why don't I ask you, since you're the publicist for them, and how it falls under the realm of Saskatchewan Pro-Life Association?
Well, I'm actually quite new to Parkland Right to Life. I just started coming in January, and I felt I could use my God-given skills and abilities with website design and promotion on social media, and they asked me to be their publicist. So since January, we are now on the internet. We have a Facebook page, so you can look us up and, you know, participate in that. And we also have a new website that is currently under construction, but we're working on it, and that's parklandrighttolife.ca.
Wonderful. Well, coming online may be a bit more new for Parkland Right to Life. Ted, this organization, I know you've been involved with it for many, many years. Did you actually help with its start way back when as well?
Or? Yeah, I did. I wasn't the founding member, but I started way back, I think, in 1980 or 81. But I'll just briefly sort of outline what Parkland Right to Life is all about.
For sure.
We believe that everybody is a gift from God, and that being said, you know, our mission is that we speak on behalf of the unborn, the physically and mentally challenged, and we oppose euthanasia and assisted suicide. And that's our main. And then also we're sort of getting in politically involved with that because we believe it's very important that we elect people that have good moral values, whether it's on the school board, whether it's a city council, or whether it's provincial or federal. So we think it's important to have people that have that they take a good Christian stand and are leaders in our beautiful country created by God.
Right. Now, obviously, the start of organizations such as this, they really got their start right around the time of a controversial Supreme Court decision.
That's right. That's in January 28, 1988, when the Supreme Court struck down Section 7 of the Criminal Code, legalizing abortion for any reason, from conception to natural death. And I just want to say also our mission is, you know, we believe in that life begins at conception until natural death. So that's,
right. And
that's the time I think that most of the people got sort of involved with the organization because we wanted, you know, we wanted the whole thing, respect for life and dignity of a human being and so forth.
Now, that particular date and that Supreme Court decision, I know it got a lot of attention, and there's been a lot of, I know, misinterpretation, I think, here in 2018 of really what that decision was supposed to be made with respect to. The plan of the Supreme Court essentially said, like sometimes we've heard even go through in Saskatchewan, something is deemed unconstitutional, but it's more so as a starting point to get something rewritten that more so falls within the realms of what should be seen as legal and constitutionally fair at the exact same time. I believe it was to make sure, though, just that we come up with a decision to actually might put some laws in place, not just leave it completely legal for all.
Add to that, you know, the Supreme Court, Bertha Wilson is the one that made a decision saying that there has there is to be a constitution for respect for life, and that was to the federal government to come up with some legislation. And to this present day, there hasn't been any legislation in terms of that.
So that's right.
So that's the issue, I think, that we have to deal with at the present time.
Yeah, and that's just it. It was never the intent to just leave it like this. That's it was to come up with something different.
Yeah, they were supposed to balance the rights of the woman with the fetus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so far, like, there is no law. They have done nothing. And this is what the pro-life movement now in Canada is about, is to bring education to people that aren't aware that abortion isn't a constitutional or charter right. And a lot of things that are being said in the media are misleading and deceptive.
Right. And part of our role, I guess, as Christians, as members of the Parkland Right to Life, is to push our politicians, our leaders in our society toward making some laws protecting the unborn child. And myself as a pastor, I've kind of sat quietly for the last many years until my wife recently challenged me and we got involved in this Parkland Right to Life. And now I'm challenging my parishioners and I'm challenging basically other pastors and priests to speak up, because we know from Psalm 139 that God created us in our mother's womb, and life is life, and we need to protect it as the leaders of our community. And so, as Ted was saying earlier, that we as Christians, as moral people, need to participate in the political realm so that we can have a positive influence.
Right.
And not shy away.
Well, and I think it's so important for the word to get out in terms of how there is simply absence of law in place here in Canada entirely surrounding this issue. I think it's one of the few nations where there's absolutely
the
no
only
law.
Democratic nation in the world without an abortion law.
Hmm.
The only one.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, it's really disappointing, obviously, that that is something that continues to exist here all those years later. Once again, it wasn't the intent of those that came to that decision all those years ago to just leave it this way, but to get something in place. And now there's been many other different branches of the right to life movement, like we talked about euthanasia briefly there, in terms of certain laws. And
that's certainly a big issue right now, because mm-hmm. like I think 3 or 4 months ago they had a campaign like coalition in the newsletter. They had all the provinces, and it indicated, that was 3 or 4 months ago, there was 1400 euthanasias people that were killed through euthanasia, mm-hmm. and now I believe it's much more, and that's another crisis situation. Not only the unborn, but the elderly. You know, people feel that their life comes to the end, and we should do away with them. And that shouldn't happen. Actually, we should believe in pain management and palliative care to make it as comfortable as possible for people. They may live their last days on this earth.
For sure. Now, with getting the word out, obviously, it comes in many different forms online, obviously. I know, Jody, that's your now role to start that lead in a bit more with Parkland Right to Life, but also different events that are happening. I know Parkland Right to Life makes their presence known. Coming up, this is why ultimately lead to, in part, why you're here today. What's coming up, I guess? Who wants to share about what's coming up here?
Okay, I can share what's coming up. We have our annual March for Life, which is going to be held in Regina on May the 8th.
Okay.
Also, at the same time, the national one is held in Ottawa mm-hmm. on the 8th, the same day as well. So we're asking, it's going to start off, I believe, on the 7th of May. Bishop Boland is going to be the celebrant at Christ the King Church on Garnet Street.
Okay.
But on the 8th, we're meeting there at the church at about 9 o'clock, and then we'll be marching from the church. It's about 5 blocks to the Parliament buildings, and then we'll have presentations and speeches, and then we'll be walking down down Albert with our signs and so forth, and it should be should be completed by about 4 o'clock. So we're trying to encourage as many people to come to that. I should also mention that it's sponsored by Saskatchewan Pro-Life Association, Campaign Life Saskatchewan, and also with the Knights of Columbus in our province as well. So that's the most recent event.
All right.
Yeah, we have I just want to highlight that registration is from 12 noon to 1 p.m. And we begin marching at 1:30 to the legislature building. And the address of the church is 3239 Garnet Street. And we'd like to see as many people out as possible just to send a bold and loud message that this is something that we care about as Canadians.
Right, and it'll send a loud message to our provincial politicians. We're in front of the legislative building, and hopefully we'll see thousands and thousands of people there.
Mm. We will see some from MLAs that will be making a speech and be present there. I know in the past years there's been four or five of them present there, but I would certainly like to see more of them. Yes. And the ones that are there usually take a pretty good pro-life stand.
Now, again, Parkland Right to Life is just one of the many different, what would be the right term, chapters, member organizations of the provincial body, essentially?
I should just mention we have 12 regions in our province, and we have over 20 groups in those 12 regions. We're one of the regions. In our region, not only we have Parkland Right to Life, but we have Pottersville Respect for Life, and we actually attended their fundraiser a week ago, spaghetti dinner, and there was about 140 people present, and Greg Ottenbright, our MLA, was the guest speaker, so it was a tremendous. And what I was really impressed was there was about five or six pastors that were present there from their various communities around there. And I thought that was very good because we kind of rely on our pastors. They're the shepherd of the flock in their parishes, so that's important to give the pro-life message to the people present.
Well, and a phrase I know that's been used more and more so by Parkland Right to Life and different pro-life organizations is, we need a law. And that's become basically the mantra. I know that alludes to what we talked about a little bit beforehand, but it's more than just as well when just talking about we need an abortion law. It also means a couple different things as well that there's now been pushed for.
Yeah, there's an organization called We Need a Law, and you can go to their website. It's weneedalaw.ca. And they're actually pushing for incremental changes to introduce an abortion law. And what we want to focus on is defending girls against sex-selective abortions. Believe it or not, that is taking place in Canada. And we also want to work on getting an international standards abortion law, which brings us in line with other democratic countries in the world. And we also are working on parental consent, and that is something that the Saskatchewan Pro-Life Association is really working hard on, because right now girls don't need parental consent to get an abortion. So your 11-year-old girl, if she gets pregnant, can go get an abortion and you would never ever know.
Interesting situation here is that under the age of 18, parents have to give consent to have surgery or tattoos, but a girl that's 13 or 15 years of age can go have an abortion. You know, either her friend can encourage her, or public health nurse, or there, and that's something that we really want to address. And we've been trying to deal with this for the last couple of years, but you know, the whole problem here is that if you don't have majority of the MLAs that are pro-life, you're going to have a difficult time to have legislation passed. And we in Saskatchewan can do that. Our province can do that. It's the same thing like when the Canada Health Act approved abortions. You have to provide the service, but it's up to the province that can put legislation and say that right now the way it stands, and people in our province, we're an accomplice in promoting evil because our tax dollars are paying for abortion. But if a lady wants to have an abortion, she should pay for it herself, not having our tax dollars paying for that. And that's a big issue. And the province can do something about this if they want to. It's an issue that they should, but it's very hard for them. Like I said, if you don't get majority of the MLAs, then you have a you have a problem. You can't pass legislation.
Well, and praying as well for these leaders as well, that they may be courageous in a lot of ways, goes certainly a long way. I know in light of, something that's been talked about a lot lately is summer jobs and how somehow abortion has crept itself into that silly of a debate, if you will, and something you think would be completely unrelated. And here are a lot of Bible camps willing to step up and be courageous and just stand and say, well, no, I'm not going to sign my opinion or my faith beliefs away just for some funds. If only we could convince our politicians that, this might very well cost you some votes, but be courageous, trust in God that he'll still be able to take care of some of those things. And it would certainly be a very powerful thing. And some of the other things, I know we talked about March for Life, May 8th, also spaghetti dinner a couple weeks ago, too. Is there any other things happening?
Well, I just want to mention that our annual convention was held in Prince Albert.
Okay.
And at the same time, we had our board meeting and our AGM, and we have a new president with our in our Saskatchewan Pro-Life Association. Val Hetrick is the new president. Also, 2 months ago, we've never had an executive director, and we've hired Alex Grodnick, who's a young married guy, really enthused about the pro-life organization, very well acquainted with the social media and so forth. So we expect great things to happen, because it's almost, it was like, I got to give really thanks for the president, Colette Stang, because it's an enormous job to sort of oversee an organization in the province. So I think there's going to be more time now spent with that Alec has been hired, and I think there'll be some great things that will be coming up forward. Mm-hmm. I should also, maybe Steve can mention about the guest speaker that we had there.
We did have John Carpe in Prince Albert at that provincial convention, and he basically helped us to understand about becoming politically engaged and defending our rights too. Prime Minister Trudeau talks about the rights of everyone, and with this attestation law and in regard to the pro-life movement, it doesn't seem like he wants to defend our rights at all. And so John Carpe helps us to understand and from a legal standpoint can put pressure on politicians to stand up for everyone's constitutional rights, because we have a right to express our religious views, and that is being hindered, and that's why I'm pushing pastors and priests and Christian people to get involved. To run for city council, to run for municipal elections, to run as an MLA or an MP. And we're grateful that we have Greg Ottenbright, a pro-life fellow, our local MLA. Kathy Wagenthal, our MP for this riding, is a pro-life individual. And we need more of those throughout Canada so that they can stand up for our rights as Christians and of people of value, of moral integrity. That is very important, and we need to pray and work in that regard. So
I just could mention Mr. John Carpre is the with a group of lawyers. They're under the Constitutional Freedom of the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedom, and they're located in Calgary, and they're a very good group of lawyers, and we certainly support them by our organization giving a donation to them on a yearly basis.
Now, we are just rolling right along through our interview today. Looks like this will be our only segment for the program. Before we wrap things up, I just want to give each of you a chance to just share some final thoughts, and also I want to ask you too, why so important for you to be so directly tied to these organizations? What is it for you personally that makes it speak to your heart to be more actively involved than just raising your hand and saying I'm pro-life and leaving it at that?
Well, I'm adopted. I was born in 1967 when there was an abortion law. That abortion law gave me the right to exist today, and I'm very passionate about this issue because there are little innocent lives being discarded because they're not valued. And that is just morally wrong. And so that's why I became involved. I want to lend my voice now to those voiceless ones and help people see that it is a human life that is being destroyed.
Yeah, and for me, I guess my wife challenged me to be more involved and to speak up as a pastor. And I guess I've been challenged by the scriptures from Psalm 139, verses 13 to 16, which says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." I guess I see God telling me that I need to stand up for these preborn children. They're being murdered, basically, and an abortion can happen now in our country even days before their birth. And it's murder. It's murder. And we have to see it as that. And we as Christians and leaders have to stand up and say it's wrong and not be afraid. We have to trust in God that He will give us the strength and the ability to glorify Him and to make the right choices for our society and our country.
Absolutely. And, well, I'm a retired nurse and I'm a retired social worker. And, you know, I studied the anatomy of the body, and I know that life begins at conception. And my goal really is that I have to pray that the power of the Holy Spirit changes people's hearts. And secondly, is good works, that I have to do my part in my family, in my community, to build up God's kingdom, you know. And that's in a nutshell, mm-hmm. what I'm Great. Involved in doing.
No, well, it's been wonderful to have all of you here today again. Ted Denischuk, President, Parkland Right to Life, also Pastor Steve Rusluck from First Baptist Church, and his wife Jody Rusluck from Parkland Right to Life, the publicist for the group, and also Jody and Ted involved on the Saskatchewan Pro-Life Association as well. Anything further we want to leave before we wrap things up for today?
Yeah, I just want to mention that our group is discussing the possibility of bringing in Rachel's Vineyard. Okay. There's been some interest expressed. This is a ministry for women who have suffered an abortion and who regret it and are terribly emotionally scarred from that event. So that's one thing we're talking about bringing in. So we encourage, if there's anyone out there listening who's interested in that, to let us know. Just go to our website and send a message. And if I can just touch on the fact that we want to make Saskatchewan the most pro-life province in Canada. Yes. And there's some things that you can do to do that. And that's like join your local pro-life group and participate in pro-life events. Buy Saskatchewan Pro-Life Association membership. Raise your children and grandchildren to respect life. Have conversations about life issues. Don't be afraid to talk about it. Become active on social media. You vote pro-life. Volunteer, donate, pray, and above all, choose love, choose life.
Great. Some nice. Amazing words we'll leave with for today. Or Steve, do you have something?
I'll just say thank you, Jordan, for having us on
yes,
today and
you.
Allowing us to be able to talk about this very important issue. And we can't be silent. I'd like to think we silent no more also in this on this topic.
I should mention something, that we have our monthly meeting at St. Gerard's the third Thursday, and it starts at 7:30 in the evening. And thank you again for having us.
Thank you. Hey, no problem. It's All You Ever Wanted to Know on The Rock 98.5. Once again, March for Life down in Regina and also Ottawa, our nation's capital, May 8th. It's All You Ever Wanted to Know. Stay tuned for Part 2, Scott Fitzsimmons with local author Guy Schulz and former Rough Riders coach, now with the Bombers, Richie Hall.